Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Yeah, it's good to be back here with you today. Thank you. I know you hear that theme for the pledge drive, but I've got some content to talk to you about. I want to get into what happened last night with the elections. There's some news I want you to be up to speed on. I'm going to get you plugged into that. But before we start, let's do this. All right, can we pray? Will you pray with me? Let's just say, let's invoke the powerful intercession of the Mother of God just for a quick second here. And we'll just, we'll ask for her intercession for your needs, and in particular for the needs of Relevant Radio. We are in a pledge drive, as you heard there. I trust God for what he's going to give us. I mean, a wise man once said to me, God will give you not a penny more or a penny less than you actually need. And I believe that, both in my personal life as well as in our ministry here. So let's turn to her now. We'll entrust our needs, especially the needs of Relevant Radio, to her as we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so we got a lot to get into today. Just a quick programming note, and then I'll bring you up to speed on the on some of the news that's happening here today. There is a very special, very limited, very rare opportunity for you today. We have a beautiful little handmade chapel. I'm holding one right now with these beautiful metallic blue beads. It's the one that I have in my hand. A little cross and a third-class relic of St. Faustina. There's a special premium today, and it's today only. And you'll get this along with some other items. I'll tell you about that. But I just want to put this on your radar because I know it's going to go very quickly. In the next 3 hours, we might go through these items. So I know you love Divine Mercy. We're going to pray it in about an hour. If you can sacrifice a dollar a day for Relevant Radio, for our mission of evangelization, for the chaplet, call right now, okay? I want you to get it. Maybe give this to somebody as a Christmas gift, you know, as a stick it in their stocking, or, you know, as a, just a something to say, I love you. Maybe there's somebody sick, somebody dying. It's not big. It's a one-decade rosary, which I like because it fits in your pocket. You do the whole rosary on it, the whole chaplet. It doesn't take up a whole lot of real estate, but it's incredibly beautiful with a third-class relic of St. Faustina. Here's the number. I'm going to give it to you, and then we'll talk, okay? It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. You can also go online or use your mobile app and get it that way, too. I'll tell you more about it coming up, but don't miss your opportunity on that. You'll help Relevant. You'll help us. At the same time, I think you'll be blessed by this beautiful gift. I'll tell you much more about the power of the chaplet, in particular, this gift here. Hey, last night, were you watching that? I stayed up kind of late looking at results. I know it may not have affected your state, but I think it is a portent of things to come. Last night's elections, gosh, they're obviously the talk of the nation today. You're going to be hearing more about them in a little bit. I'll give you a breakdown of what they portend for the future. But there are some other interesting news items I just want to keep on your radar. You know, I try to look at the big picture, get you informed, plugged into what you need to know. Chinese authorities, they are encouraging their country citizens. I don't know if you heard this. I saw multiple places report this, New York Times, Bloomberg, and others. They're telling their citizens to stock up on food and supplies. And I'm thinking, what? I said to my wife, why are they doing that? If they're going to stock up, how will that affect the rest of the world? How will that affect supply and a whole litany of other things? Well, their anti-COVID strategy is to lock down areas where cases are reported, and with winter approaching, they want people to have enough items stockpiled so they'll get through the lockdown. So that's their heads up. You know, how it'll affect us, I don't know. You know, you probably still have toilet paper from last year. I know some people bought enough for a decade. It's kind of wild. Be prudent. You know, don't take away from somebody else who might be in need. I'm just throwing that out to you. I'm going to look at that in greater detail in the days ahead. Last night... last night the election, there was a fundraising dinner held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles on Friday. And it's not for the usual Catholic suspects. In fact, this dinner is being held to raise money for Planned Parenthood. Yeah, I know. There's an alumni group called Renew LMU. It's trying to get President Timothy Snyder to cancel the event. And they sent him an open letter. And the group's founder said this: we hope you see through rationalizations that Planned Parenthood does more than just abortions. The mafia also produces olive oil. I love it. It's so true, right? He says, let's pray the president makes the right decision. Sure, you know, mafia's in a lot of legitimate businesses, too. But what they do illegally, you know, that's a whole other matter. You know, how many people have been whacked? How much crime has been syndicated through the mafia? Same thing with Planned Parenthood. I don't care how much good they claim to do. Look at their profit margin and where it comes from. So, Loyola, boy, St. Loyola will be turning over in his grave. I hope you get it right. There was a dad in Washington arrested for the murder. He was arrested for murder. I don't know if you've heard this story. The body of his daughter's boyfriend was found in the trunk of his car. Yikes. Boyfriend's believed to have sold the underage daughter into sex trafficking. He sold her for about $1,000. The father's been charged with first-degree murder, but there are people calling him a hero. In fact, Twitter was full of responses saying that they would have done the same thing, or people saying that the jury's going to be nullified. Next week, I'll dive into the story. Again, I'm giving you some things that are unfolding in front of me today. I just want you to be aware of you're going to hear much more about it. And that is well worth a conversation. You know, I can't imagine as a father how I would feel or what my reaction would be if some sleazeball, some slime bag, sold my daughter into sexual slavery. My gosh. Now, as a Catholic and as a Christian, right, as a follower of Christ, we are not called to put a bullet in that person's head, right? That's what makes the journey of our walk with Christ so difficult, but it's those acts of forgiveness, charity, love, mercy that often bring about the greatest conversion. The Lord said the greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to his mercy. And I'm just thinking about this kid. I mean, oof. Let's pray for the father, all right? Let's pray for everyone involved in that case. It's a tragic one. One final story here, all right? Last night's changes in political fortunes were pretty widespread. You know, again, in the world of politics, what's happening today will be forgotten 2 months from now, right? The political mindset is very short. Memory is very short. But it looks like the Democrat Party is going to have some rethinking to do. There was a poll from NPR NewsHour and one from Marist that showed that 44% of Democrats do not want President Biden to run for re-election in 2024. They just don't want him to run. 20 aren't sure. So if you throw them into the mix, you know, that's pretty big. 36% of them say that he gives the party the best chance at winning the White House. Do you think so? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know who else would step up and run. You know, the news from the same poll was that Donald Trump, it wasn't that great for him either. 50% of Republicans say that he's the best chance to winning the White House. 35% say, you know, we need somebody else. 14% said they aren't sure. So there's been a major drop from previous polls showing at least 65% support. That's some of your news, just some of it today coming up. I want to fill you in on something. I see several people calling in. I just want to speak to you. I wish I could show you this. I don't have a webcam in here, or I'd bring it up. My very first car was a Mustang, right? I bought it used. I should tell you the story about it one day. Great car. I was in high school, right? It was metallic blue. These rosaries that I have here, I went to the front desk. I said to Rose, can you give me one of the little chaplets that were made by the nuns in Poland? And I just want to look at it so I can explain to everybody exactly what they look like. And I took it out of this little bag, which you'll get. There's an image of St. Faustina. There's a beautiful tiny crucifix. And on the back of this medal, actually, I was surprised, a third-class relic. And these beautiful beads. It's a one-decked I'll be honest with you. It's one of the more beautiful ones I've seen. I've seen these small one-decked rosaries before, and they seem cheap. This seems really beautiful. It's weighty, and it was made by the Sisters of Mercy, the very nuns that were in St. Faustina's group. And I'm sure that this was probably touched to her tomb. I'm going to check that out because that's probably what makes it a third-class relic here. I have a relic of St. Faustina, a first-class relic of her, a piece of her bone that was given to me when I was doing her documentary work on her piano, on her life and on the story of Divine Mercy. And this is a really special gift. If you like to have a rosary on you, and Our Lady says we should keep these sacramentals around us because Satan hates them. He doesn't like it. These are signs of your commitment to God. This is something you can pray all the time. You keep it in the car. You can, you know, keep it in your pocket, in your pocketbook. It doesn't take up a whole lot of real estate, but it's really beautiful. And I'm going to see if I can't. I'm going to make a pledge to keep this one. I think it was providential that I have it. It's a dollar a day. I'm going to tell you, and I'll be straight with you, they're going to go very quickly. It's very limited numbers. These were handmade by those Sisters of Mercy. I know the girl who went and picked these up, and she does. She lives about 2 hours away from this convent. I actually prayed at the tomb of St. Faustina. In fact, I'll tell you about some of the incredible miracles that took place there. I know the actual woman who led to St. Faustina's beatification. But let me give you the number, because I want you to have it. It's a dollar a day. I know it's a sacrifice, but maybe you need, maybe somebody's in the hospital now. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they're approaching death. Maybe they're in hospice. Maybe they're battling cancer. What a great sacramental to put in their hand and let them pray with, and to pray this prayer that works so many miracles, the chaplet. Here's the number for you. It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And just ask for this. It's a dollar a day. There's also some other premiums. Neil is going to be joining me here in a second. Hopefully in on that. Or go online to relevantradio.com or simply use your mobile app. This is a treasure. This is a treasure. I mean, I really think this is such a wonderful gift. I really love it. And you'll help Relevant with your support. And that's such an important thing. But at the same time, you're going to be given a gift that I think is really hard to come by. You won't find these anywhere in the States. You can't get them anywhere else. And have a third-class relic of St. Faustina. What a gift. 877-291-0123. Make the call now while you can, okay? Because I think by the time I'm off the air, we're probably going to be through these. I'm going to take a short pause. I'm going to be back. We got a lot more to talk about. I want to fill you in on what happened last night, too, in those elections. Give you a little bit of insight on that. Now's your chance to get in, though. Make that call.
Your news. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Your news now.
All right. Thank you, Father. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And yeah, these beautiful rosaries that Father and Drew were just talking about, they are going very, very quickly. Last I knew, there were 650 that were spoken for so far. And I believe we're probably in the 675, maybe even 700 range right now. So if you would like one of these very special one-decade rosaries that are from the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Poland, handmade by the sisters there, you need to go get a hold of us as soon as possible. Make a dollar a day gift to Relevant Radio, and you will get one. And along with that, the book Through the Year with Fulton Sheen. Make a dollar a day gift at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And we really could use your call and your donation right now, because I believe we're somewhere around 40% of our need of $2.7 million. We're past the halfway point of the pledge drive. We should be 52-53%, so we need to make up some lost ground. Please get a hold of us right now. Make that dollar a day gift for the rosary and the book. And again, it's relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Such a good point, Neil. I didn't realize that. I mean, this week has gone by so fast for me, it is a blur. And now that we are more than halfway through this pledge drive, and I love it because we're able to talk and do content and continue to do our shows. Yeah, we got to stop a little more frequently or a little extended and make an ask. But the response has been great. But we're not quite halfway to where we need to be for this pledge drive. So if you could help, if you value this program, if you love the news, the issues, the commentaries, the insights that you get here every day, not just on the Drew Mariani Show, but early in the morning, late at night, throughout the day, the prayer you get, will you help? We could use you. We really could right now. There's all sorts of different ways you can give, all right? And every single donation, large or small, it makes a difference. But today is your day. Today is your day to get this special St. Faustina one-decade chaplet rosary. I love this. It's elegant. It's beautiful. And it's yours. You can go online to relevantradio.com. Or you can go to the mobile app, Great Ways to Give, or just call 877-291-0123, a dollar a day. We'll keep the devil away, Neil.
877-291-0123. Indeed, if you want to get one of those beautiful rosaries from the sisters at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Poland, one-decade rosary, you get it at the dollar-a-day giving level, a dollar a day, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the app. They are going very, very quickly, so we want you to get yours right now. Please join the family right here at Relevant Radio. When the
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, nice rejoin, Maggie May. I like that. Good to be with you today. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your support here. You know, we are listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. I'm grateful for it, but I hope you tune into us. I hope. Yeah, sometimes people think we're partisan. We're really not partisan. We're Catholic. That happens to be my worldview, and I don't care what your political flag is. I just want to look at life through the lens of my faith. I want to be moral, you know, and I want to be truthful. I want to be honest. That's what this is all about. And, I think America right now, we're in a time of flux. You know, Joe Biden likes to use the word inflection point when it comes to climate change. I think we're seeing a change on the national scene. Last night's election results were what one pundit called a sonic boom, right? A wake-up call for the Democrats. Terry McAuliffe, you know, he was expected to win. He was the Democratic governor of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. But his messaging was off point. He was talking about, you know, he wasn't talking parents or schools, you know, and Glenn Youngkin found a lane. He lost by 70,000 votes to Glenn Youngkin, the Republican. They kept talking about Trump, they're painted a very dark campaign, in my opinion. You know, and Youngkin was a little more hopeful. You know, he says, we're not going to teach our kids how to think. We're not going to teach our kids what to think, he says. We're going to teach them how to think. And I thought, man, that's such a great line. It is so true. That's what we need. We don't need to indoctrinate them. We don't need critical race theory. We don't need these other things. We need to teach our kids how to think for themselves. We need them well-formed. The state also elected a Republican Marine, a veteran named Winsome Sears. She was the first black lieutenant governor. And they elected the Republican candidate for attorney general, and the Republicans also now control the House of Delegates, though just by 2 seats. It's so close. But that's a major change for a state that was considered a Democrat stronghold. And you have to realize that Joe Biden took it with a pretty big margin over Donald Trump. And it wasn't just Virginia. If you've been following any of the news, you know New Jersey's race for governor is separated by a hair. I've seen there was down to a couple hundred votes at one point today when I was looking. It's pretty crazy. Totally unexpected. Minneapolis, voters rejected the call to reform the police departments, to defund the police, to get rid of it. That measure failed 56-44. And some of the members of the city council who put the idea forward, guess what? They're out of a job. They lost their seats. Jim Garrity at National Review, I saw a piece he did. He noted this morning that the city of Buffalo rejected an openly socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an AOC-endorsed Democrat mayoral candidate, and reelected the incumbent mayor as a write-in candidate. Long Island, Republicans won the district attorney's race in Nassau and Suffolk counties. And in Miami, the incumbent Republican mayor was elected with 78% of the vote. So very telling. I could go on. Texas, one other one. Voters there, they approved 8 state ballots, including one barring the state from limiting religious services and allowing residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities to designate one essential caregiver who cannot be denied in-person visitations. I think that's fantastic. I'm joined today by Ed Morrissey, senior editor at hotair.com, longtime friend of this program, one of the great guest hosts of it. I hope you'll check him out at hotair.com. Good to have you back, Ed. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Great to be back. Thanks.
Boy, it was unbelievable. I stayed up too late last night, unfortunately. I was watching a lot of this, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I knew how it was going to probably shake out, but some races are still close. Give me your take on it. I mean, the backlash is pretty incredible. I don't know whether there are lessons to be learned by both parties as a result of this. And what did the Democrats win? I don't know if there was any wins on their side last night.
There weren't any big wins on their side. There was a measure here in Austin, Texas, not too far from where we live, that went down to defeat. That would have required the city to hire more police officers. And frankly, that's about the only win I think that the Democrats can cheer on. It does look like Phil Murphy's going to win re-election in New Jersey. Now that's probably going to go to a recount, but Phil Murphy's actually a relatively popular incumbent in a very, very Democratic state. Joe Biden won the state by 16 points last year. And Jack Cittarelli was a former, I think it's Chattarelli is how it's pronounced, actually. Yeah. He was a former state legislator, but was not really highly touted. And this is a race that hardly anybody was paying attention to, because what little polling there was showed that Phil Murphy was going to win this one, right, you know, fairly easily. And so I had actually kind of thought that this one might be close. So I was paying a little attention to it last night. And sure enough, I mean, this one, I stayed up too late too, and I went to bed, and it was still not clear. It didn't really become clear until about mid-morning here, when they started counting some of the mail-in ballots and some of the other, the provisional ballots and that sort of thing. It was too close in places where you could expect Murphy to get a lot more votes coming in over the transom, like, you know, Essex County, which is where Newark is, Passaic, that sort of, those sorts of places. I suspected that Murphy is going to end up pulling this out, but it's it's down to half a percentage point, and nobody saw that coming. So, I mean, that's a win, but it's you know, sort of a Pyrrhic win, actually, when you're looking at this. It's an embarrassment to have almost lost that race.
And what's it portend for the future? And what I mean is, like, in the world of politics, as you know, memories are very brief and very short. Will it matter, you know, 1 year from now, come November? Are there lessons learned? What do you see coming?
Well, first off, I don't think that these are causal, right? I mean, I think that they're reflective. I don't think that because you've lost New Jersey or Virginia that it causes you to lose a midterm. But what it does is it shows you that there's a whole lot of people who are unhappy with the direction that this country's in places where Democrats would normally, you know, Joe Biden being a Democrat, normally would expect to be getting a lot of support. And so it reflects that sort of deep unhappiness in the direction of the country, which we've seen in other polling too. So there's that. The other thing too, and a lot of people are saying this, was, well, look, you know, in New Jersey and Virginia, they always have their gubernatorial and state legislative races the year after a presidential election rather than 2 years. You know, they don't do it in the midterm cycle. And so it usually, you would usually see whatever party lost the White House would win it the next year. But there's differences this year in terms of how those states are constituted that make this a lot more, monumental.
And I'm sorry we've got such a short time to talk today. I hope all's well with your wife and family.
Thank you.
I'm always grateful for your time. We'll have to catch up next week. Maybe we can unpack it in greater detail. But thanks for making time for us.
Thanks, Drew.
That's Ed Morrissey, senior editor at HotAir.com.
And we are asking you to join the family right now here at Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani just a couple of minutes here before we get back to the Drew Mariani Show. We're asking for your support during this Join the Family Pledge Drive. We consider you to be part of the family. And now if you aren't a donor to Relevant Radio, we want to, you know, give you that little extra nudge and ask you to become an active participant in this ongoing evangelization that we have here at Relevant Radio. Love the fact that you listen, and we just want to get to that next step to be a supporter of Relevant Radio. This is listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. Give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Always get a hold of us on the app or at relevantradio.com to make your gift. And we have at the dollar a day giving level today. This is a very, very special gift. It is a one-decade Divine Mercy Rosary. This is handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Poland. A dollar a day gift gets you one of these very special one-decade rosaries. The rosary was placed on the altar of the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of the Merciful Jesus. It was also placed on the tomb of St. Faustina, and it also contains a third-class relic of St. Faustina. If you want to see an image of it, it's beautiful. RelevantRadio.com or the app is where you can see that. In addition to the rosary, you'll get a great book. It's called Through the Year with Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Both are yours today at the dollar a day giving level, 877-291-0123, online at the app or at RelevantRadio.com. Drew?
Now, here's the thing. It's a today only opportunity. I mean, I wish we could say, hey, you know, tomorrow we'll get it or the next day I'll get it. It really is today and today only. And that's really unfortunate. We have very limited quantities of this. They came from Poland themselves, from the very, they were made with the very hands of these nuns who are members of St. Faustina's order. St. Faustina was given a vision of this future order at one point in time, and there was questions as to whether or not it would ever manifest, come to be. And true to what the Lord revealed, it did. And today, these are incredible nuns. They love St. Faustina. They promote the message of mercy. And they made these by hand. There's a third-class relic of St. Faustina in this beautiful, beautiful little one-decade chaplet, if you will, or a rosary, if you will. You can pray either on this. This is a great gift. Give it to somebody for Christmas. Keep it on your person. The beautiful sacramental. It's yours, but you got to call right now, okay? 877-291-0123. Use the internet as well at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Don't miss your opportunity.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, you probably know this story. But if you don't, let me share it with you. I want to share with you a little background on how the Chaplet of Divine Mercy came to be. So that when you get your chaplet, this little one-decade chaplet, I'll tell you what, it's so beautiful. I love this chaplet. It's so weird. You know, I've seen these. You ever get those rosaries or those chaplets and, like, they're really light and they feel like they're plastic? I don't know what this is made out of, but it almost feels metallic to me. And I've got, like, this beautiful cobalt blue chaplet in my hand with a beautiful image of St. Faustina, the same one that hangs in my studio here, and a crucifix. And on the back of this little image of St. Faustina is a third-class relic of St. Faustina. I always carry a rosary on me. I always have one in my pocket. Sometimes, you know, the rosary can take up some real estate or get tangled up with your keys. This is kind of nice. Gentlemen, I want to talk to you for a real quick second, because if you're not big on having a lot of things in your pocket, this does not take up a lot of real estate. And, you know, it's great to have. You can pray your rosary on it. You can pray your chaplet on it. It's one decade, but you can do that. You know, you can pray those 10 beads over and over again. I really like this. It's looped. It's small. You can keep it in your car, keep it in your purse. This is a great gift. And as I said before, somebody you know is sick, they're in the hospital, or, you know, they need just to pray or trust in God. They want to hold something in their hand, wrap it around their finger. This is it. Okay. It's $1 a day today only. Comes from Poland, made by the nuns of the Sisters of Mercy. And I've traveled to about 50 states in this, 50 states. I've traveled to 50 countries in this planet. And, I prayed at some of the holiest sites in the world, at the tomb of Christ, at Calvary, where life, you know, was redeemed, where we became sons and daughters of God, right? The gates of heaven were thrown open for us. I've been in the jungles of Africa when the Blessed Mother appeared for the last approved apparition to the seers there before the genocide erupted. I have met mystics in South America who read my soul and bilocated. I mean, I've seen things. I've tasted statues and that have wept tears and tears of blood in the Orient. But I'll tell you one thing that has moved me more than anything, and it ranks up there in the top five, is the tomb of St. Faustina. I prayed before her tomb from the very place where the resurrected Lord appeared to St. Faustina, where her remains are today. You could feel the grace of God. This chaplet comes from that place. You know, and I believe the nuns touched that tomb. I'm sure they did. It's a third-class relic. Either that or they touched it to a relic of St. Faustina. This is yours, all right? They're limited. They're going to go very quickly. I have about 2.5 hours left. I think by the end of the show, they're going to be gone. So if you want them, here's how you do it. You go online to relevantradio.com. We ask $1 a day, and I know it's a big ask, but I'll tell you what, it's well worth it. You support Relevant, and you really help us. In about 25 minutes, we're going to pray the chaplet. You're keeping the Chaplet of Divine Mercy on the air. You're invoking God's mercy on a daily basis with your donation. That's what you're, and then you're also blessing yourself or somebody that you give this to. RelevantRadio.com is the way to go. Use your mobile app or call right now. There is a line open for you. There's a couple lines just opened up at 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible. Again, 877-291-0123. All donations are a tax deduction. So I hope you do give to charity. Relevant's a great charity to give to you. So that's yours. Call now while you can. Again, I know we've already moved through 600, 700 of these, and there was only a limited supply that we could get because they're handmade by the nuns. All right, that's yours. Yeah, I don't know if you know the story. I'm going to share it. I've shared it many, many times on the air. Maybe I'll even do it again later in the show. I just want you to know the origin of this beautiful prayer. And maybe I'll share with you a little bit about St. Faustina. Her story is another great one. I'm assuming most people are familiar with the chaplet, but the history is a fascinating one. It's one that I think we should use this chaplet that you get to pray for in particular. It's an incredibly powerful prayer. And as you know, we're going to pray it in about 25 minutes here. But the origins of the prayer is fascinating. It took place in 1935. And St. Faustina, this humble nun with a third grade education, was deep in prayer. She was communing when all of a sudden she was given this vision. And she saw an angel. And we know how angels play their, you know, they've had that role throughout human history, throughout scripture in the Old Testament, the New Testament, even in our own lives. Here she sees this powerful angel sent by God. He was an angel of wrath. He was sent to destroy a certain city. She records in her diary what happened next. So rather than me share what I think, let me share what St. Faustina wrote. She said this. In the evening when I was in my cell, cell's her room, right? I saw an angel, the executor of divine wrath. He was clothed in dazzling robes and his face was gloriously bright. A cloud was beneath his feet. And from the cloud, bolts of thunder and flashes of lightning were springing into his hands. And from his hands, they were going forth. And only then were they striking the earth. Then, when I saw the sign of divine wrath, which was about to strike the earth, I began to implore the angel, please hold off for a few moments, and the world will do penance. Let me stop on that point for a second there. Faustina's begging. She's saying, we'll do penance. Do not chastise. Do not destroy. Please hold back this vengeance. What happened in the apparitions in Fatima, Portugal, just 30 years before that, 20 years before that, right? An angel came. And what did the angel do with his flaming sword? Again, these bolts of lightning, these flashes, these peals. He cried out to the children, a message for you and for me today, for the 20th century and for our own day. He cried out, penance, penance, penance. Did the world respond? Faustina said, please, hold off and the world will do penance. But she said her plea was nothing. Nothing in the face of divine anger. See, that's another big word here, divine anger. That's God's justice. Yes, he is a God of mercy. There's no doubt about it in my mind. But there are consequences for sin. There is a hell. There are consequences from sin. Look at the Old Testament and how God chastised the sinful humanity. You think we are different? Just then she said she saw the most holy Trinity. She was swept up before the throne of God. She had this Trinitarian experience. And she said, the greatness of its majesty pierced me deeply, and I found myself pleading with God for the world with these words that I now heard interiorly. And as I was praying in this manner, I saw the angel's helplessness. He couldn't carry out the just punishment, which was rightly due for our sins. Never before I had prayed with such inner power as I did then. And the words which I entreated God are these. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us. Well, the next day, after this ended, the angel was mitigated. Faustina comes out of this ecstasy, this trance, this state, this communion with God. Can you imagine this? I mean, you talk about the purity of her soul and how much God loved her. The next day she was entering the chapel and she heard this voice again. The Lord said to her, after you pray, have mercy on us. Add these words. And on the whole world. Faustina said the Lord made it very clear to her that the chaplet wasn't just for her. It was not her own prayer, her own experience. This was a prayer for you and for me. From that moment on, she recited this prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. I pray this prayer multiple times a day. I don't pray constantly, but I pray it multiple times a day. Look, you want a reminder to pray it every day, even if you do it one decade at a time? Call right now, 877-291-0123, and get a very rare and an incredibly special gift that comes from the very site where Jesus Christ appeared. You'll get a third-class relic of this powerful saint, one of the first saints of the new millennium. For a dollar a day, you'll help Relevant Radio promote God's mercy, to share this message, but at the same time, you'll get this very limited, handmade by her fellow sisters, chaplet for, you can pray the Divine Mercy or the Rosary on it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want you to have it. All right. Online at relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app or you can call right now, 877-291-0123. And you know that this is a gift. Faustina said she prayed it nonstop for the dying, right? She had all these experiences. The Lord, and I shared this with you during the chaplet, he says, whoever will recite this prayer, whoever prays the chaplet, you're going to receive great mercy at the hour of death. I need God's mercy. I pray when I draw my last breath, I do not meet the God of justice, but I meet the God of mercy. At the hour of death, the Lord said this to you and to me. This is the promise of the chaplet, that I will defend as my own glory every soul that will say this prayer. Or when others say it for the dying, the indulgence is the same. Faustina prayed it nonstop. How many people are dying of COVID? How many people are drawing their final breaths today? And this is a prayer for our time. You can pray the chaplet and you can pray the rosary on these beautiful beads. I'm going to ask you now, because I've got to take a short break. Will you help Relevant Radio in this mission? Will you help us proclaim God's mercy? Will you help us pray for the dying? Will you help us pray for the conversion of the world? Will you join us in drawing souls to ask God for mercy against the just punishment that we're due, the penance that we should be doing, right? Will you join us? For a dollar a day, you keep Relevant Radio on the air. A dollar a day, and we'll send you this very limited gift. And again, they're beautiful. It comes with a crucifix, an image of St. Faustina, a third-class relic, and it's something that I think everybody should have. If you can make that type of heroic gift, I know you're going to be blessed. I know you'll bless Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. You know, and if you want a reason to give, listen to this. We hear these wonderful testimonies, these miracles every day.
Tell one friend about the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and invite them into the loving arms of Jesus. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy begins soon on Relevant Radio.
You just heard a Divine Mercy miracle in that miracle moment here at Relevant Radio. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for just a couple of seconds. And the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, of course, in a few minutes here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. How about creating some more Divine Mercy miracles with this one-decade Divine Mercy Rosary? We want to give it to you for your gift of a dollar a day to Relevant Radio. Two special gifts at this dollar a day giving level, but today and today only, and probably for only maybe another hour or two, we'll have these beautiful rosaries. They're going so quickly. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This special St. Faustina Rosary is handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Poland. Each rosary has been placed on the altar of the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of the Merciful Jesus. They've also been placed on the tomb of St. Faustina. It has a third-class relic of St. Faustina. It is yours at the dollar a day giving level right now, but not for a whole lot longer. Maybe another hour, maybe another couple of hours. Not sure how long we're going to have them, but definitely today only. Along with the rosary, we also have the book Through the Year with Fulton Sheen. Those two gifts are yours for a dollar a day. Get online right now, 877-291-0123. Go to the app or at relevantradio.com. Drew?
Yeah, Neil, we only have about 13 minutes before we're going to stop and we're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Thank you if you've made a pledge, if you've helped Relevant Radio with that gift. And if you can't afford the dollar a day, and that's a big donation to make, it is. Think whatever you can give, it makes a difference and it helps. If you can give $20 or $30 or $40, every gift keeps us on the air. It keeps us there, and hopefully we can be there for you in the days ahead when you need us. You need your faith question answered, when you need prayer, you know, when you want to be up to speed on whatever the moral issue of the day is, whatever the challenge of the day is. We're going to be there for you. We're very a unique apostolate. We consider you family, as Neil has said. We are family. You're our spiritual family. We pray together, and I really hope you will support us right now. We have only a few minutes left. The number is 877-291-0123. Your donation is tax deductible. As Neil pointed out, these are limited because they were handmade by the nuns. Only so many were shipped over, and it's first come, first serve. So if you want to get on board, you want to help us, and you want to bless somebody with this beautiful gift, call now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Neil?
877-291-0123. We have, oh boy, we received about 300 gifts this hour so far. So a lot of those are the rosaries. Make sure you get a hold of us as soon as possible to get yours at the dollar a day giving level. Join the family.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I love this prayer. I like this tune too. I do. But I love the chaplet. I love Divine Mercy. I'm just so glad God introduced me to it. I hope you can introduce others to it. Give this chaplet to somebody. I mean, Christmas is coming up. If you can, you know, give them to as many people as you can. If you know somebody's really going through a difficult time, put this in their hand. Let it be an act of charity and love. Tell them to trust in the mercy of God. You know, the Lord put me to great tests in my life. When my daughter was 4 or 5 years old, I was doing production at the time. And I remember my daughter had put her in the bathtub. And the drain was open and the water was just ever so shallow, right? She's frolicking around. She's playing in there. And I think my wife, the phone rang. She went out of the room to get it or something. And I was just finishing up shaving. And what happened next was every parent's worst nightmare. Apparently, she had a seizure. And she passed out. And little did my wife, Kathy, and I know, but she must have somehow shut the drain. And something said to me, check on your daughter. Right? I was getting ready, run down the steps and go out to my car. And I was late for a meeting. Run down and check on your daughter. So I peek in and I see my daughter underwater, her face blue. And I scream at the top of my lungs, call 911, call 911. My wife goes ashen. She freaks out, right? My daughter's limp in my arms. I'm running down. I lay her on the ground. I begin to give her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, trying to get her to breathe. She wasn't breathing. My wife called 911. Next thing you know, the paramedics are there. We were frantic. We didn't know what we were going to do. So we prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy. We prayed trusting in the promises of Jesus and of St. Faustina, imploring his mercy, because the Lord said, encourage souls to pray the chaplet that I've given you, because it pleases me to grant everything they ask of me by praying the chaplet. Through the chaplet, you'll obtain everything you ask, if it's compatible with my will. Things look bad, right? They look very bad. My daughter, still not responsive, is rushed off in an ambulance. My wife is in the back of this ambulance. They almost kicked her out of the ambulance because she was so frantic. You know, I was in the car behind her. I was driving. And the only thing I could think of is permanent brain damage. I thought, this girl has not breathed, and she is going to have brain damage. I prayed the chaplet. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. My wife prayed the chaplet. We said, we're going to trust in you. You gave us this gift of life. We ask that you honor our prayers and you restore her to fullness of life. They brought her to the A.I. DuPont Hospital in Delaware, excellent child's hospital. And to the astonishment of doctors, my daughter pulled through. She completely recovered. They used the word miracle when they talked about it. And as you can imagine, it made such a powerful impression on me. From then on, whenever I needed something, I would turn to the chaplet. I would pray the chaplet. My nephew, on the 4th of July, was in a car accident. I've shared this story with you in the past. He was T-boned, suffered head trauma. He was never going to walk or talk again. He was in high school, never finished high school. My sister was a wreck. What did my wife and I do? He was in Pennsylvania at the time. We were in Green Bay, Wisconsin, getting ready to watch the fireworks with our kids. We got on our knees and we prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy. Doctors said the same thing to my sister that they said to me. It wasn't instant. It took 4, 5, 6 months. They call him a miracle. Today, a miracle is what they call him today. Why? Because God has anointed this prayer. This chaplet is a special, special prayer. I'm telling you, there's an anointing with it. I want you to have this today. You have limited quantities of this and limited time to get it. I hate to put it that way. Relevant Radio was able to get handmade one-decade rosaries from the Sisters of Mercy in Poland. They come from the very place where Jesus appeared to St. Faustina and had given her so many of these beautiful messages. I'm holding a beautiful cobalt blue one. It feels heavy. It feels like metal in my hand. There's an image of St. Faustina on the metal. On the back is a third-class relic of St. Faustina, a third-class relic. And then there's a beautiful crucifix. This is a sacramental. When you're in times of trial, when anxiety is rising, when you feel overwhelmed by your situation, put your hand in your pocket, hold these beads, and start to say, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on me and on the whole world. Pray, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Use this. It's your weapon, all right? It'll bring you peace. It'll bring about response and answer to your prayers. I'm telling you, pray the rosary on it. This is made for whatever you want to pray. You want to pray the rosary, you want to pray the chaplet, it's yours here. But they're limited. And your gift to Relevant Radio will help us promote God's mercy. It'll help us promote the chaplet of divine mercy. It will help us to let people know that all things are possible with God. The way you can get it, we only have a few minutes left in this hour. They're going super fast. And when they're out, they're out. I don't think they're going to last the rest of my show. So you get in now at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Your donation is tax deductible. Best way to go, though, is online. RelevantRadio.com or use your mobile app. Another wonderful way. We'll send you a free MP3 download there, too. So check it out.
What a great day to join the family here at Relevant Radio. RelevantRadio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123. Yeah, two special gifts for you at the dollar a day giving level. We want you to join the family, become an active participant in the evangelization that we have going on here at Relevant Radio. A dollar a day will get you today as a thank you gift, a one-decade Divine Mercy Rosary. This is made in Poland by the sisters there at the Divine Mercy Shrine. It is a third-class relic. It was placed on the altar of the chapel of the miraculous image of the merciful Jesus, also on the tomb of St. Faustina herself. Please go online to the app or the website to check it out. But it's beautiful. As Drew said, it's got a real good, strong feel to it. Through the Year with Fulton Sheen, that book is also yours at the dollar a day giving level. So join the family. It's a great time to join the family here at Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. On the web at relevantradio.com or on the app. And so many new donors are stepping forward today. They really wanted that one-decade rosary and are pitching in at the dollar a day giving level. Kathy is a brand new donor from Northport, Alabama. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining the family at a dollar a day. Sheila in, let's see, El Paso, Texas, a dollar a day. Brand new donor. Thank you, Sheila. We also have Patricia in Chicago is a brand new donor, and she came in at the dollar a day level as well. Fernando, another dollar a day from Buena Park, California. Thank you so much, Fernando, for joining the family here at Relevant Radio. The one-decade rosaries are going very, very quickly, Drew, so people need to take advantage of the time they have right now to grab one at relevantradio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123.
I know it's a big ask, too. I mean, dollar a day is a significant donation. It's $30 a month, if you think about it. And I know that we have all expenses in our life, but I'll tell you what, that's a great investment into Relevant Radio. It's a great investment into our faith and into bringing the faith to so many countless souls. That's really what it is. Every day, you know your dollar is going to be bringing Jesus Christ to somebody who's going to stumble across the airwaves on this radio. They're going to hear something that changes their life. Maggie shared a story yesterday about a biker whose mother died, happened to stumble upon Relevant Radio, and it brought him to tears. God's grace is at work. He's inviting you to be part of that process. I invite you to do it now. Best way to go is online at relevantradio.com or to use your mobile app, because I'll tell you what, phones are super busy. These beautiful little chaplets, they are moving. People want them. They're going to be gone. It's a powerful, beautiful sacramental for you to have. And I hope you'll take advantage of it. If you say, hey, I'm not going to use the app, Drew, or I'm not really that computer savvy, then give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. Leave us your prayer intention. The number here, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And don't forget, your donation is tax deductible. At the end of the year, when you have to do your taxes, we're a charity, right? And you can write off those taxes. We're grateful for whatever you can do. If you can't donate, then look, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you feel bad. Then just pray for us. Please pray for the person who's listening that knows that Relevant Radio is bearing good fruit, that we are doing the Lord's work here, and ask that God will move their heart to get on board with us. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. And Neil, boy, these are really flying out. I almost feel bad.
They're going so fast. If you want one of these beautiful rosaries that we've been talking about from the shrine in Poland, the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, get a hold of us soon, okay? They're going very, very quickly. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. A dollar a day for the rosary and the book through the year with Fulton Sheen. Both are yours at the dollar a day giving level. And we've mentioned a few times today, it's not like we can just have more cents if somebody calls, you know, calls later today and we're out, or calls later. I mean, this is today only, but when we run out of them, they're gone, because we actually we have to send somebody out to the shrine, 2-hour drive to talk to the sisters to make more, and it takes months ahead of time to get this going. So get yours right now. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy is coming up just a few minutes. So get a hold of us, make your gift now, join the family at relevantradio.com, the app, or by giving us a call. Join the family right now.